Wow. All right. Hey. Hello. Daniel here. And by God, it's not God, by the way, it's aliens, but, you know, I don't really have a warning. So I didn't have to interrupt a totally made up story for reasons. And we actually got through this one. I mean, this starts with some very interesting potential, I'm not gonna lie. I thought this would be a big disaster, actually, but spoiler alert, we made it through the shit. Literally, through the shit. Okay, so the end of the show might be a bit questionable, but after all, you know, I think we did it. So, happy Easter and enjoy. Well, they finally did something right. There might be money in this after all, so. Not as stupid as I thought.
Now you're about to enter a realm where the ropes of reality blur and the squared circle becomes the ultimate truth. Welcome to a podcast where the hosts dare to believe that every slam and every rivalry and every triumph inside the ring is as real as it gets. Step into a mysterious world where backstage whispers are mere echoes, and the scripted drama unfolds as part of real life. Get ready for a journey where disbelief is suspended and the spectacle is nothing short of surreal. They are Mics on Mics, and this is Drive By Wrestling, and we are about to enter the kayfabe zone.
Welcome. I am Mike J. He is Mike S. We are the Mics on Mics. This is Drive By Wrestling, the kayfabe zone. Mike, just when I think this show is on a roll, it has the potential to become super shitty.
That's like literally behind the curtain peak, guys. I have a medical procedure that I have to have taken care of tomorrow. I, for this, have to effectively have my bowels cleared out. Mm-hmm. So I have to take a bunch of laxatives today. So I'm actually going to be doing this show, like, mostly from the toilet. So that's just a heads up for everyone. Also, a little bit more of a peek behind the curtain, not the first show I've ever done from the toilet. So today is going to be interesting because I have spent the better part of my, right now, chill, just laying on the couch right now, chill. But most of my morning has been spent like, I don't know, Harry Lloyd, whichever one took the big shit at the end of Dumb and Dumber. But like making the same kind of noises, like, oh my God, like praying that it stops. Like I desperately want to stop shitting, but I know that I have hours more of this to go. and I would just like it to stop. Also, I'm of the mind that pooping is just being gay in reverse.
Okay.
Think about it. It's just one half of the motion, right?
Sure.
If you really think about it, taking a shit is just one half of the motion of getting fucked.
Yeah.
It's just the out part of the in and out, right? And I've taken three shits today, and I've learned that I definitely cannot be a bottom. I don't know if maybe you get used to it or something, but I am just living in a real nightmare of pain right now. So I definitely am just saying 100% could not be a bottom. I don't know. Unless it's like a really hot dude or something, I guess. I don't know.
Fair. Speaking.
Or, chick, or hot chick. Fuck it. You know, it's 2024.
Rhea Ripley?
Dude, I'd let her peg the fuck of me. But I was talking about a woman with a penis. But whatever, sure.
Yeah, anyway, speaking of women and possible bottoms, someone isn't being a very good friend, in my opinion, and is letting two of her friends now be the receivers, if you will.
You tried.
Because we've got to get into...
You tried to transition that one.
It was good. Don't give me shit. It was good.
Not your best work.
Keep your shit. Keep your shit to yourself, Mike.
I can't keep my shit to myself. I literally cannot keep my shit to myself today. It's like literally impossible for me to keep my shit to myself today. Like it's an actual physical impossibility, and it kind of required medically for me to not keep it to myself. So.
True that, true that. Yeah. Anyway, Naomi, you know, who made the save, which we got on solid sources from the call of her former tag team partner, Sasha Banks, to make the save for Bayley, then had to, you know, have her own match with Io, and of course, then got beat down by Damage Control this past week on SmackDown, who wasn't there to make the save. Terrible friend Sasha Banks, who was there, Bianca, who doesn't even like Bayley because of her, you know, past with Damage Control and what Damage Control did to Bianca for like what, over a year, Mike? I mean, so I get it. I see where Bianca's coming from.
Yeah, I wouldn't help her either.
Yeah, but you know, she helps Naomi, you know, and I get that. But again, man, here we go. Like, I don't know. I thought Sasha would be there, but you know, she's not really stepping up, is she?
Not at all. Not at all.
How do you justify making the phone call and then essentially like sending your friend to the slaughter, right?
I mean, okay.
Am I overreacting?
I don't think so, because how you go make... Look, is she hurt? How hurt is she? She can't be that hurt, man. It's been like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
She can't be that hurt.
What is she doing?
She can't be that hurt, right? It's been 2 years. So I don't understand why she can't just show up and help her friends if she's making the call. I don't know, man. Sorry, I had an employee text me. Motherfucker, I'm not even at work today. Also, why are you texting me at home?
Right?
Like, hey, do you need me to come in today? Bro, I'm not even working today, man. Take the day off. Fuck it.
do what you want.
So... Oh, damn it. Now I gotta text my coworker. Guys, I'm really sorry. This is absurd. Absurd.
Well, I just thought I'd pop back in and say hello again while these two idiots highly professional podcasters are taking care of some business. And by that, in no way, shape, or form, I mean that Mike S. is actually answering work messages while podcasting. That, of course, would never, ever happen. You know why this would not happen? Because they are pros and they are... who the fuck am I kidding? Those jackasses are recording while one of them is on the shitter. What am I even doing with these guys? I'm just glad that this is a simulation. You know. You do know that, right? That our whole existence is a simulation and is run by those archonic beings we think are aliens, and it doesn't matter. Happy Easter, everyone.
Alright. Okay, cool, guys. Got that all taken care of. Man, it's crazy. I'm out here just doing my work from home, and y'all motherfuckers don't want to pay me. That's alright. Alright. Mike doesn't need a raise. That's cool. It's all good. Nope, it's fine. Anyway, guys, enough of me and my job and my bowels. So, back to old Saucer Banks. That's how they say it in Boston, by the way. Saucer. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed how they put a little ER in the end of everything. yeah, man, it's just a real shitty move from a friend point of view. Damn it. Now I got to answer another question from work.
Yeah, I mean, sending one friend to help another friend, getting that friend beat up while trying to save the other friend from getting beat up and not, you know, not at least showing like, hey, I got your back too. It's questionable, you know. For sure, like at the least, it's questionable. I don't know if, like, is there a potential that Sasha's working with damage control? Question mark.
Dude.
Yeah. See.
Oh man, was it her all along, Austin? Oh. Are we maybe gonna see a little Sasha Banks at WrestleMania?
A grand
that's
reveal.
The point of all of this.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems odd, you know, from what we heard and everything. Like someone's still pulling some strings. I don't know. Well, time will tell. We'll see. You know, Bianca and Naomi might actually have to team up with Bayley. I know Bianca's not crazy about it, but they're still outnumbered, so they need another. I don't know if it's going to be Sasha. Well, you know, if she's obviously the hell, it could be her, and she could still be the mastermind, which would be devastating for everyone involved on the Bayley side, right?
I mean, fuck, dude. Everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. So, see where that goes. Mike, we had an absolute fantastic episode of Monday Night Raw this past week. A few things I want to get into. Let's first go over Drew, Punk, and Seth. And their interactions in the squared circle on the announcer's desk and all that jazz. Fantastic segment for us as fans to watch and just get to watch these three unleash the verbal hate that they have for each other. And we get to be the benefit of it, right?
I absolutely love it. Love it. Total beneficiary of it.
Drew with, in my opinion, line of the night, telling Punk that you're straight edge. I'm paraphrasing here, but you're straight edge. You don't do drugs. You don't drink, but you spend an awful lot of time in rehab.
Dude, sick fucking burn, bro.
Right?
Sick fucking burn, bro. That shit I was hella hilarious, man. And I like that Punk even was like, yeah. Like, even his reaction was like, ah, man, motherfucker got me on that one. That shit was really good, man. I'm often not a fan of Drew McIntyre verbally. He's got a very, like, you know, man, he's real, like, I'm angry. And he's not super clever, even though he thinks he is. But that shit got it done for me, man. That was funny.
Yep.
That was funny.
Yep. And I think Drew even, like, makes Punk a little nervous. Like, I didn't get the whole, you know, oh, you're the chosen one. You didn't give yourself that name. Who gave you that name? You got the balls to say it? I don't know why Drew didn't be like, well, yeah, of course, the owner of the company, Vince McMahon, that's who said it. But, like, duh. Like, I don't need to tell you. You should know that. Like,
I mean,
not that big of a deal. It's just Vince.
Vince is a...
I just don't understand why Drew wasn't like, Vince, you idiot. Yeah, but whatever.
It's like pretty obvious, man. I mean, it's like the guy who founded the company.
Right.
That's who, you know? Right. Like, you know, like, yeah, he hasn't been on TV in a while. Like, he's an old man.
Yeah.
Men aren't on TV, but it's like, you know, who? Who was it that did it? Well, I'll tell you who. The greatest promoter in the history of this business.
Exactly. It's not like there's some logical reason why I'm just not going to say his name. You're just too dumb to know, apparently.
Right. Well, it's a lot like you weren't even here when it happened, too, man. Like, you were right here.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, you know.
I don't even like Drew McIntyre, and you got me out here being like, fucking idiot, CM Punk.
And, you know, Seth coming out and speaking his mind. And basically, it looks like we're going to get Seth versus Drew with CM Punk as a special guest referee. This could be very, very interesting come WrestleMania, Mike.
This has the potential to be one of the most interesting things that happens.
Because Punk doesn't like either of these guys. Either of these guys don't like Punk. Trying to be impartial, and we'll probably have to have a whole segment on that on the next show when we're leading in, see if anything else plays out. But being impartial to two guys you don't like as a referee, maybe that makes it easier. You just don't like either, so you just do call it down the middle. Or do you, like, favor one scumbag over the other? It's almost like our presidential election this year, Mike.
I thought, honestly, as a special guest referee, when they announced it, I was like, man, this is like kind of like exactly the scenario that you would like.
Yeah.
Special guest referee, right? You can't be accused of favoritism at all. You're just like, I hate both of these guys. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't say anything. And you just call it right down the fucking middle. It's like, yep, best case scenario.
Yeah.
Or a special guest referee, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a solid argument to be made. Something else I want to talk about, a match and like a build to a match that we haven't maybe didn't feel quite as desperate, even though I feel like Becky, I don't want to say this is like her last shot. Becky will always be able to get a shot if she wants a shot, you know, at a title, but like for her personally, I think it feels like she's got to, it's like win or bust, right? Kind of like Cody too. But like for Rhea or for Becky, I think she in her mind, it's beat Rhea or go home kind of deal.
I and get that vibe. Yes. Yeah.
And I feel like Becky's kind of been almost playing like the Cody role, where Cody with The Rock, we said last week, has kind of been a little reserved and respecting The Rock for his, you know, his icon and legendary status. Whereas I think Becky was just respecting Rhea's talent and you know, the danger that is Rhea Ripley as a champion. But that said, it got pretty real this week, and she kind of stepped out of that box and told Rhea exactly how she felt and punched the shit out of Dominic Mysterio in the greatest thing that's happened on Raw in 25 years.
Punched the fuck out of him, didn't she?
I think she might have broke his jaw.
Fuck, straight right to the jaw. Drop that motherfucker. I mean, holy shit.
What I can tell you is I tried to get like an update on that from one of our sources, and they would not respond to whether or not Dominic would now be missing WrestleMania after that punch. So they would neither confirm nor deny, Mike. So do what you will with that. But she knocked the fuck out of him.
I hope she broke his face. Broke his stupid face.
Because if she doesn't, his father should.
His father should. His father should take him out behind the woodshed, put the boots to him.
Yep, I agree.
Not in the ring. Yeah. Not in the ring. I mean, like, take him out behind the woodshed, put the fucking boots to him.
Literally, just kick him with boots on.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I mean,
both of them nude.
What's that?
Both of them nude, just boots.
That's what I thought you said. And I was like, wait, did I hear that right?
Yeah, yeah, you did. Like, that's what they mean, right? Is that what the saying means? You just put on boots and go out back naked and just boots? And
I don't think so.
Interesting. Well, I have read this scenario all wrong then.
Another scenario, Mike, and let's just roll right into it. Cody started Raw. Another passionate promo was interrupted by The Rock, or as he calls himself, the final boss. Comes down to the ring, doesn't have a microphone, doesn't say anything. It's an intense standoff slash stare down from both of them to each other. All time, like heightened energy in the place, right? Like the crowd's like just building and building and building. And The Rock leans in, says something to Cody. We don't hear it. He leaves. Cody looks concerned, perplexed, maybe worried. I don't know. Jackie Redmond asks The Rock what he said when he's coming to the back. He says, got to find Cody and ask him. Cody's then later approached, and Cody doesn't really answer us. Says, I believe he said something to the effect of like something that's not, he's not going to be able to do or something like that. Well, I think what Rock said was, I'm going to leave you bloody tonight or something like that. And boy, oh boy, end of the night, we get Jey Uso versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Jimmy and Solo got to show their ugly faces, get involved as Cody and Seth come down to help. And then all of a sudden, Drew out of nowhere attacks Seth. So now we're down to just Cody and Jey, right? And we're, you know, they're brawling. It's chaotic. And as Cody's getting the upper hand on the bloodline, here comes The Rock. Blindsides Cody, and Cody never got back up from it. The Rock leaves Cody covered in blood, takes his weight belt off that says Mama Rhodes on it, wipes Cody's blood on it, and tells Cody, that's what happens when you fuck with the final boss. Holy shit, Mike, what are we watching right now?
This shit, like, is violent. Like, we are watching a literal blood feud.
Yep.
A literal blood feud unfold before our eyes
in different ways. The bloodlines of each family, literal blood being spilled. The Rock, man, It's been a long time since we've seen The Rock with this much anger.
We've never seen The Rock with this much anger.
That's what I was wondering. Like,
this is a new Rock. This is
hatred. Like, what is going on?
This is a new Rock. This is a man that has. Well, let's just be real. He's lost everything except the bloodline, right? That thing all he has, man. Movie career. Look, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that he's not a huge star, right?
I mean, he'll be fine.
Right? He gonna have more movies coming out, right? Mm-hmm. But he's on a bad run. And let's be real. If we're gonna rank wrestlers as actors, and I'm not talking movie careers, right? I'm not gonna sit here and say movie career. The Rock has the best acting career of any pro wrestler, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as an actor in the hierarchy of it, there's four major ones, right? He slots just above Hogan.
Right.
Who was terrible. Like, mm-hmm. Dave Bautista is a fucking actor.
Right. I agree.
Like, Bautista is a fucking actor. You can't watch the beginning of Blade Runner 2049, whatever the fuck it's called, and not tell me that dude isn't a brilliant actor. You can't watch Dune and not tell me that dude isn't a brilliant actor. John Cena in Peacemaker, he made you laugh, he made you cry. He ran all the gamut of emotions that a human being has. The Rock, that motherfucker's just a rock in every movie he's in.
That's true.
The fucking Rock in every movie. Man, and that's cool, man, because like it has made you like the biggest star in Hollywood. Same with Ryan Reynolds. Dog, just Ryan Reynolds in every movie he's ever been in. He's just playing some version of Van Wilder in every movie he's ever been in.
Which you assume is just some version of himself.
Yeah, and that's cool, man. It works for him. It works for him. It's cool. So yeah, right on. But like, hey, man, let's not like fuck around and think you're, you know, like, so anyway, his movie career, not great, right? It's not going super great right now. The fans have turned on him. His wrestling fans that he could always come back to, they have turned on him. And I'm going to even throw this one out. He's not even the head of the table.
Right?
All he has is this family. That's it, man. That's this legacy of this family is all the man has left right now. So, yeah, man, I think it's just kind of created a... Well, and also you got to imagine this man has probably, what, like... I don't know, man. Like, let's think of, like, what kind of ego this dude probably has here in the grand scheme of things, right?
Right.
He probably has a real fucking crazy ego, man.
Massive. So,
like, he probably hasn't been told no in a really long fucking time. And the fact that he's been told no on top of all this other stuff, yeah, man, it makes sense to me. This dude's just fucking insane now. Like, he's just, like, lost his marbles. He's off his rocker. Rocker.
So I see what you did there.
Yeah, you know that? I almost made a Marty Jannetty joke, but then I went with that one. It was almost a Jannetty joke in there, but, yeah, opted for that one, man. But yeah, so like, yes, man, I think like maybe, yeah, it's just he's got some fucking things going on right now. And, you know, he doesn't really know how to deal with that. So this is what we got, which makes
Cody sense. Is, it happens. Cody is the on the receiving end of that.
Well, it's kind of Cody's fucking fault. Don't tell the man no, huh? No, but like seriously, I don't agree with that. I'm just but like, yeah, it's almost like Cody is receiving the brunt of how he feels in regards to this.
Yeah, it was wild to just watch that show end the way that it did. You got a feel for Cody. And how do you recover from that? Like that just,
you fucking
obviously physically it. You will, but you got to like use that, right?
Yep. You internalize it and move on to kill them. That's
yeah. I mean,
not literally, but also maybe fucking literally.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Is Seth Rollins and Jey Uso enough?
Yes.
You think?
On paper, I think they're enough. The problem is you've got outside factors that are just going to be... Okay, so Jey Uso is not going to be enough on the first night.
Right.
I will say that. Jey Uso will not be enough on the first night because it's a tag team match and it's going to be Solo and
Roman.
And Roman. And Jimmy.
Jimmy, yep.
Jey Uso ain't going to be enough to combat that, right?
Nope.
He's just not. It's not going to happen. So they're going to have to heads on a swivel or find some kind of outside help. And on top of that, the next night, are Seth Rollins and Jey Uso enough? I think they can be. I think they can be, but it's going to be a hard task.
It's going to be an uphill battle for our boy Cody, man. It surely is. This is as this goes on, it continues to get interesting. Mike, one more wrestling thing. Seth Trustometer.
Are we riding? We rolling, man. 87%.
You staying at 87%?
87%.
Listen, after this past couple weeks, I'm bumping him, man. I'm passing you up. I'm going to 92%.
I'm staying strong at 87, man. 87.
Seth is winning me over. I don't think he has an ulterior motive. I believe him when he says, you know, the business suffers with Roman having that title and he wants it to, you know, wants it to be done. And I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with it that he's sticking with that. And I'm moving all the way up to 92%, but it was a big jump for me this week.
Yeah, I'm just holding strong at 87, man. The dude,
I like it.
The dude wants to. Okay, so I know we all know that Seth can be a bit of a bitch every now and again, right? Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, I think that he loves pro wrestling.
Yes, certainly.
Loves what WWE represents. And regardless of how much of a bitch you can be, being able to save and protect the thing you love, that supersedes a lot of shit, man. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I got you.
Already interrupted this podcast twice, so I thought, hey, let's do it a third time. And I wanted to interrupt it again to tell you about my radio show. It's called WID, and please do never ask where this stupid name came from. It's called WID with Daniel Grothy, and that's me. I am Daniel Grothy. I'm Daniel. I'm the host. You can listen to it live on my website, danielgrothe.us, Daniel, and then GROTHE.US. And I have a pretty important show coming up. It's pretty important to me. And it's going to be this Sunday, Easter Sunday. It's going to be open lines. And, you know, it is very special to me. And you will hear that because I will talk about it this Sunday. But I think that the world of conspiracy and ufology and, you know, all the paranormal stuff has changed so much. And it is basically not as fun anymore as it has been back in the 90s and, you know, when Art Bell was on the air and Coast to Coast AM was a huge deal. And it was just fun to speculate and talk about conspiracies. And then things happened and things changed. And now, well, it's almost dangerous to talk about stuff like that because we are not as innocent anymore. And that's why I want to hear your thoughts, your stories, and I want to shift away a little bit from just, you know, presenting stuff and having authors on and researchers on and all that. I want to hear what you think, what changed in your life, how you are experiencing this weird kind of shift we have in consciousness and mentality at the moment. And I really don't care where you're from. I don't really care what you want to talk about, but let's talk about it. And your chance to talk about it is this Sunday. You can use Skype or you can use my landline number in the United States, and you can call in, and like I said, wherever you are out there on this crazy planet, just call in and let's talk. Thank you. Now, you know, back to those two brilliant pieces of shit podcasters. We're talking about wrestling. By God, I love wrestling. Really do. And I know, you know, it's WrestleMania season, so that's way more important than, you know, talking about underwater UFOs or parallel dimensions or whistleblowers from the United States military. Let's talk about how The Rock beat Cody Rhodes to a bloody pulp or something. All right. Bye-bye.
One last thing that I want to throw out there. I feel like this is right up your alley. I just have questions. Reality star and conjoined twin Abby Hensel is now a married woman. Mike, this is the conjoined twins from the TLC show, Mike.
Uh-huh.
One of them. Married. I'm saying that again. One of them is married.
What if your sister fucking hated your husband?
Well, this is where I'm like, I'm confused by all of this.
Look, man, let's be real. You're married to both of them. Like, how? Okay, so I have to, what's her name? I got to get a look at what they look like.
There's a picture, and I sent it in our group chat.
Okay, let me get the group chat right quick. Oh, it's that girl. Okay. So they share one body. It's two heads on one body, basically, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And I believe that, like, one, like, this is gonna sound so weird, and I'm not trying to be awful here, but like, the left head controls the left side and the right head controls the right side of the body, okay. I think. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, dude. So you're fucking both of them.
Well, technically, you're fucking one of them, but technically...
You're fucking both of them. This is... Okay, because, like, there's jokes to be made, but, like, here's more where I'm at, right? With,
I'm so confused. And curious.
I want to know what the conversation between the two and a half of them was like.
This is why I bring these questions to you, Mike.
Right? Like, what? Because you have to have a sit down talk where it's like, okay, so first of all, they had to have a talk full blown right away where the one was like,
how's dating going to work?
Well, no, the one was like, hey, look, the guy that sits on the right of us in class, me and him really been hitting it off. How do you feel about him? And the other girl probably had to do a real awkward turn to look at him. And she was like, you know, like they had to have a real talk about like, I want to share our body with a third party.
Technically a second party.
Fuck, yes. Technically, I would like to share our body with a second party.
I would like to share our body and your head.
Well, and it's not even like her head. Her head, like... just, like, her head, right? Like... she controls the left side, man, right? So, like, you can't... so she just go lay there? You know? So they had to have a real talk. They had to have a real talk where it was like... and let's be real. There probably came a point where they were like, hey, I don't even care who it is at this point. I'm trying to get fucked. Well, we're trying to get fucked.
So, like, does the one that's not married to him, like, she have to wear a blindfold so she doesn't watch what happens?
Dude, I see this is the conversation, like, right?
Is like, it always considered a three-way or a two-and-a-half-way?
See, like,
if, hold on, if the one he's married to is sucking his dick and then he pops it out and puts it in the sister's mouth, is that cheating?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at, man, is that
if the unmarried one finds a man that she likes.
Yes, that's a whole thing.
Is this guy a cuck now?
I don't know.
What the fuck are we doing?
There's so, like, I just, and like, there's jokes, but like, honestly, I just want to know the reality of the conversation between the sisters.
So many questions.
And then the reality of the conversation between the sisters and the guy.
Right.
Where it's like, okay, well, we got to lay out rules and maybe things. And like, let's also, we have to account for, like, if my sister falls in love. Like, dude, there are so many variables. Like, the conversation, like, I'm past jokes even with this now. Like, my mind has traveled so far.
Pure morbid curiosity, right?
I have legit, serious, non-joke questions now.
Me too.
And it's like, dude, it's probably not hard to get them on a podcast.
I don't know. They were pretty famous for a while.
They're never going to do this show.
I don't think they do. Can you imagine trying to answer those questions? Even though they know that every single person is thinking them.
Well, and I don't want to ask those questions. I just want to ask, like, did you sit down and talk about this with each other? When you start having feelings for someone romantically, are there like, do you have to, like, what's the talk? What is the talk here? Like, we are like, I want a romantic relationship with this person. You are literally fucking, we are, our heads are touching. What, how do we do this?
Right.
What is the reality of this? Like, also that guy, man, like, dog. Look, man, my wife and I rarely fight, right? Rarely fight. But right. Last weekend was a bad one, right? A bad one. One of those ones where you're like, what the fuck are we even doing here? Like, right now. One of those, and, you know, it's like real bad ones. We only have one of these every, I don't know, man. I know a lot of people that are in relationships that have bad fights like this regularly. This is not like a normal occurrence for us, man. We're very good about talking things out, but everybody gets to those points, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we had one of those. I don't want to sit here and talk like my wife and I have like a terrible marriage. We don't. We have an outstanding marriage. Very good. Better than most people I know, right?
Yep.
So we had one of them last week. And man, let me tell you, I could not imagine doing that with a whole other fucking head involved.
Imagine how awkward it would be,
like,
if the unmarried sister agreed with the husband.
Yeah.
And then the married sister couldn't get away from any of it.
Like, you never, like, ever can, like, dude, it's, there has to be so much open communication. I like an oppressive amount of open communication, really. It's actually kind of cool and interesting, and I know more about the dynamics of it, not even in like the weird way,
but like, also in the weird way.
I mean, sure, don't get me wrong, man. I want to know how they fuck. Yes, okay. Like, obviously I want to know how they fuck and what the scenario is like. Definitely, man. 100% am I interested in that. Of course, man. Of course I want to know that if the right head gets turned on, does the left was pussy get wet? Yes, man. I want to know these things.
Well, there's only one of those.
Of course. Well, I want to know if he's like, ah, man, the left side getting a tingle now.
The left lip and the right lip gotta work
right
together.
Like, say she ain't feeling it, right? And it's like the dude's like, ah, man, like, half this pussy's dry as hell.
Boy,
you know, like,
yeah,
has she sucked his dick? I bet she has, like, you know, all these weird fucking things. Like,
I mean, either way, she's real close to it, right?
When he's like fucking them, does he give a little few extra thrust to the right so the wife knows it's about her? Like, I have, yes, man, I got all the weird questions. But I also have this, like, what I'm more interested in, I think, are the relationship dynamics and the communication and discussions that had to be had.
It's, yeah.
Which,
guys, I know this isn't wrestling, but this is just fascinating.
Which is weird to me because, like, I know me and I feel like I should be more interested in the fucking of it all.
Yeah, but it's all connected.
But like,
see what I did there?
Zing. But like, you know,
ooh.
Like, yeah, and like, is the right head into some shit that the left head isn't into? Like,
right? See, like, it all, like, comes back to,
like, do they have different feelings on anal?
I mean,
I don't know, man. I bet they don't have any different feelings sexually on anything. I bet they're both, like, fully in line. I don't know why. I bet they got some weird twin shit where they're like, oh, yeah, We definitely both love anal. Just a for instance, man.
They drive a car, so they're like brains are.
They're synced, like, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, oh fuck, man. They're like that. Oh shit. Oh no. Shit. Oh man. They're like, I had to Google this. They're like Too Bad from He-Man.
Right.
That had two heads, but yep. Like they each could control the body together.
I still
like
got that action figure. Tandem.
Yeah, it was a fucking great action figure, man. Mm-hmm. Great fucking
figure. I used to make them punch each other in the face all the time.
Yeah, well, that was a hilarious part of it. I agree. That was a great figure. But yeah, man. So like, I don't know, man. This is one of the like the few times in my life where I've been like, you know, I'm not more interested in the weird side of this.
But it all ties together. Mike, next week, pre-WrestleMania show, I imagine we'll just give our thoughts on the card overall and maybe our final Seth Trust-O-Meter, Mike.
Yeah, we'll do a final Seth Trust-O-Meter.
So it's going to be good.
Hey, I SmackDown. Didn't have to admit one time this whole show.
I know, it's rather disappointing.
I know, I was really excited to like.
I was really prepared to.
And then some roll, because that's what it was like. I was in there like, I just want to stop. But that was just my first day, so actually I'm going to go mix up the liquid half.
It's going to be good.
After this, and then, you know. Can't wait for my wife to get home at 4 so I can be like, don't come upstairs.
It's going to be a good time. Mike, I say it every week. It's been real. It's been fun. We will catch you next time.
I say it every week. Or you'll never get me pot of gold. No. You guys are beautiful.
You never say that. We love you.
I never fucking say that. That was a pirate and a leprechaun, by the
way. I figured that out.
I was a pirate leprechaun, which now that I've said pirate leprechaun out loud, I want this to be a thing. Like, I want.
I know what our cover art's going
to
be.
I desperately need to see a pirate leprechaun in some form of media now. And I think that a pirate leprechaun would be a great villain. Or a villain of the week for the TV show that I've been trying to get picked up for years. Me and my Squatch about a boy and his Sasquatch traveling the country, righting wrongs and fighting supernatural foes.
I like it. I like it. Don't be surprised. And a
pirate leprechaun would be perfect.
Don't be surprised if a two-headed pirate leprechaun shitting itself makes its way to the cover art. I'm just saying.
Two-headed pirate leprechaun shitting itself.
Just saying.
Do you guys use AI art? Yeah, man, because we don't know how to draw. Like, fuck. Like, come on, man. Like, have you listened to this show? Of course
we do. This is... super behind the curtain, but I used to spend hours photoshopping awesome movie posters out of wrestlers and wrestling topics that we talked about, and I just it's just too much.
Yeah, and like, look, like, if y'all want to start drawing shit for us, go right ahead.
Right.
But until said time, you know, I got friends that are artists, so I feel like the AI. The battle. I understand the thievery of it all.
It's not going away. I'm just going to embrace it.
I kind of feel that way. But I also kind of feel like, hey, guys, we're two dudes that do a fucking podcast on Thursdays or Fridays.
Typically Fridays.
That get like fucking 25 downloads.
I'm sitting in a car with a blanket over my head for better sound.
He's sitting in a car with a blanket over his head for better sound. And we talked about, like, me fucking kidding for half the show, okay? And, like last week was just genitalia. So, like, you know what I mean?
Yes, we use AI art.
So why
fuck
don't
off.
You back it the fuck up off of us for using AI? Because us using AI is hurting literally fucking no one, because it's not like we took a fucking job from anyone, because there was no job to be had here, all right?
Yep.
We are not 83 weeks. We're not under the Conrad Thompson fucking umbrella.
Although
where
we
they've got
be.
All these people paying you to do all this stuff, right? No, man. Mike got three kids, dude. He does literally all of it. I just show up on fucking Friday morning and talk for an hour, and Mike does everything else, all right? So when he uses some AI art for the cover photo, why don't you all just back the fuck up off of him?
Yeah.
And let him do it, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, you want to tell these people you love them?
I love you. You guys are beautiful. We love you. Have a great day.
Now, thanks for joining us in the Kayfabe Zone. New episodes of Drive By are available every Saturday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and everywhere podcasts can be found. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/drivebypod and follow us on Twitter at drivebypod. This has been a presentation of the Near Fall Network.